All right, Alexander, let's do a video update here on what's going on in Ethiopia. And there's actually a pretty dangerous conflict that is brewing in Ethiopia's Tigray region. And there was actually news that a lot of people were killed in the Tigray region, religious Christian people were killed in the Tigray region by this People's Liberation Front that the government is going after. What's going on in Tigray? The latest news we have is four journalists have also been detained, have been arrested in the Tigray region, working for the French press. And this is heating up this conflict.
Absolutely, it's a major conflict, and it's getting worse all the time. And it's a very complicated conflict. Just a few quick things about Ethiopia and the region, because I think they will help to get some context. Ethiopia was for centuries this great Christian kingdom, this empire. In some ways, a very civilized country, in fact, definitely a very civilized country in Africa, with its own written language, which was developed around the time of Christ. It's got a continuous history since going all the way back to the time of the Roman Empire. It converted to Christianity at about the same time as Rome. The Emperor Constantine converted to Christianity in the Roman Empire, in the Roman Empire. It's a very long, continuous history, a written language, an extraordinary architecture, a complex history, a very, very rich culture. Now, it's made up, Ethiopia, despite the fact that there is a sort of cultural unity across it, across much of it. It's also made up of various ethnicities and groups. And for a long time, most of its history, much of its history, the dominant region was the region of Tigray. And in Tigray, there is the sacred city of the Ethiopian people, which is Aksum, where you'll find, if you go there, many archaeological monuments dating, again, from the time of the Roman Empire, from the original the first capital city of Ethiopia, still the place where Ethiopian emperors used to be crowned right up until the fall of the empire in the 1970s. And so it's an old civilization, and Tigray was at the center of it. And by the way, in Aksum, there is also a church, which is the church where the Ethiopian people believe that the Ark of the Covenant, the actual original Ark of the Covenant, is housed. Yes, absolutely, quite extraordinary. But, they believe that it's there. They believe that it's safely there. And, of course, they also believe that the last dynasty of Ethiopia was descended from King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. So that gives you some idea of the kind of history that we're talking about. Now, in the 1970s, the Ethiopian Empire fell. The last emperor, Haile Selassie, was overthrown. The country was ruled for a long time by a Marxist military dictatorship called the Derg. It was overthrown in the 1990s by a force that came out of Tigray, the Tigray Liberation Movement. It then established a new government in Addis Ababa, which brought together many different parties and different groups from around the country. But a few years ago, the new prime minister of Ethiopia, who is a man called Abiy Ahmed, who is not Tigrayan, but from another part of Ethiopia, and belongs to another ethnic group called the Oromo, decided that he was going to end this arrangement that had been created in the 90s, whereby it was a sort of patchwork of different ethnicities coming together, and he was going to have a single uniform Ethiopian party which would transcend ethnic divisions and which would be basically structured around the centre, and it would be the centre ruling the regions rather than regions coming together to rule the country together. The Tigrayans were unhappy, and they made it very clear that they did not like this new arrangement at all. Abiy interpreted this as an act of rebellion against the Ethiopian central government, and in the autumn of last year, he sent the Ethiopian army to crush the Tigrayan regional government. He also, along the way, forged an alliance with the neighbouring country of Eritrea, which had at one point in time been itself conquered and occupied by Ethiopia, but had broken away in the 1990s. And the Eritreans have also invaded Tigray from the north. And it was, in fact, the Eritreans who occupied Aksum and carried out the massacre there of many people. So there is this war going on in Tigray between the Ethiopian government and its Eritrean allies against the Tigrayan movement, which was the movement which actually had reunited the country and overthrown the Marxist government back in the 1990s. A very complicated story, but the consequence of all these wars is that for a long time, between the 1990s and until last autumn, Ethiopia was actually in a state of relative peace and was actually expanding economically very fast. This after a previous period when Ethiopia had been racked by wars and famines and crises. It enjoyed, as I said, a period from the 1990s of stability and economic growth. And now all of this is at risk, and there seems to be a downward spiral of violence. And we've learnt about this massacre which took place apparently in November in Aksum. We learn of journalists being killed, and it looks as if the crisis is deepening right across Ethiopia. So I hope I've given an overview, intelligible overview of a very, very complicated situation. I would add that there's obviously geopolitical issues involved also. Historically, in the modern era, during the 19th and early 20th century, Ethiopia, which was a Christian kingdom, had been closely allied with Russia. Then, after the Russian Revolution, it realigned more with Britain. Then there was a short, brief period when it was occupied by Italy. Then after the end of the Second World War, when the Italians were driven out, it realigned first with Britain and then with the United States. After the emperor fell, it became an ally of the Soviet Union. Then from the 1990s, it tilted again more towards the United States, but it once again started to develop close relations with Russia. Those relations with Russia are still very strong and have been getting stronger. And so there is also an element of geopolitical conflict in this too, though at the moment it's difficult to discern quite how that works out. So we have the geopolitics are also in play. And of course, we have all these internal problems in Ethiopia, which are becoming stronger all the time. We will see how this turns out. There are attempts, I should say, by the African Union to try and broker a peace. But at the moment, the government, the central government led by Abiy Ahmed in Addis Ababa, seems to be taking a very strong line. So are the Tigrayans, and of course, neighbouring Eritrea is also attempting to take carve out control of parts of Tigray also. So it's a very complicated situation, and one does hope that what is for the moment a war that is confined to Tigray will settle and will not expand into the rest of Ethiopia, because if that does happen, then frankly, given what a patchwork country it is, that would be a disaster on a major scale.
Yeah, you're correct. The massacre in Tigray, from what we're understanding, happened in November. We're just starting to get, from what I understand, there is photographic evidence that is starting to come out. I don't know. I haven't seen anything yet, but supposedly there is evidence to confirm those claims that something really terrible happened. And I think it was at the location where it is believed the Ark of the Covenant rests. Ethiopia. I'm looking at a map right now. I'll put a map up for our viewers to see. Landlocked, Eritrea to the north, surrounded by Somalia, by Sudan, South Sudan. I mean, a very volatile region to say the least. It sounds like civil war is brewing in Ethiopia, and we also have various disputes with water and a dam with Egypt as well, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, this is getting very tense, and it's already, I mean, when you look at the map, as I put the map up for people to see, when you look at a map, you understand exactly, the type of region that we're dealing with, which is already a region with so many problems to begin with. And now you're maybe looking at a civil war inside of Ethiopia, and we came very close to conflict with Egypt just a couple of months ago. But I don't think that's resolved itself either.
Not in the slightest. I should say Ethiopia itself, apparently it's an extraordinarily beautiful country. I know people who've been there. I know Ethiopian people also, but it's extraordinarily beautiful, very mountainous, very high mountainous country, very tall highlands, and very beautiful ancient cities like Gondar, from the medieval period. As I say, Ethiopia has this extraordinary history, and at the same time, it's one of the major sources for the Nile. And there's all sorts of projects to build dams. Egypt is extremely concerned about those because it sees those as endangering its own development. So there'll be all those tensions, so that there are those big regional tensions which have the real possibility of exploding in war. Bear in mind also, we're at the moment seeing a major increase around the world in food prices, unconnected with this conflict, possibly connected with the pandemic and with the massive stimulus packages that are happening in the West. But food prices across the world are surging. In a place like Egypt, that is an extremely important issue because obviously, if people are short of food in a country like Egypt, they can start protesting and rioting as they did during the time of the Arab Spring. Governments then begin to feel threatened. So if they start feeling that their water supplies are endangered, then they will react and might react very strongly because it threatens their internal stability and the sustenance of their own populations. So there's that major international conflict, and there is also, of course, within Ethiopia itself, the danger that this very complex and in some ways very sophisticated society could begin to completely break down into its various component parts, which would be a disaster on an enormous scale. So it's not getting the attention that it needs. By the way, the Ethiopian government and the Eritrean government are trying to impose a very, very tight information clampdown on some of the things that are going on in Tigray. But it does seem that something very terrible happened in Aksum. And of course, that in itself, for many people in Ethiopia, is a major event because Aksum is this great religious center, the first capital of the country, the place where Christianity came to Ethiopia. It's got many, many ancient monuments going all the way back to the time of the Roman Empire. You see many obelisks and extraordinary buildings there. And of course, there's also the place, it's also the place where the Ark of the Covenant is housed. That, by the way, is apparently safe. It was not itself destroyed or damaged during these events, at least not yet. Now, whether it really is the Ark of the Covenant or not, I will leave to others. We're not apparently, archaeologists aren't allowed to examine it, and very, very few people who are not Ethiopians have seen it.
Okay, we will monitor this situation and let's see how it resolves itself. Alexander
Absolutely.
Mercurius, thank you very much. Guys, go to our channels on Rumble, on BitChute, and on Odyssey, PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar, and Bitcoin, and Ethereum and Litecoin. You'll find those down below. Your donations really help out this channel. And of course, go to the Durant shop, pick up some merchandise, hoodies, sweatshirts, magic mugs, and summer is coming, so maybe time to buy some cool t-shirts as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we make the most amazing and wonderful t-shirts, long sleeved and short sleeved. They're 100% cotton, and of course they come with the flags of all sorts of countries. You can see this one. This is a sweatshirt, actually. It's got the flag of Scotland, but there are flags of many countries on many of our products. And you'll also find, as well as our amazing t-shirts and sweatshirts, hats and hoodies and other great things. And don't forget our great and famous and wonderful magic mugs. And you support the channel by buying these wonderful products. And of course, you should look us up on our other platforms, check out our various channels, and support us in all sorts of ways. And the best way you can support us too is by coming to our programs, hitting the subscribe buttons, looking at our various channels, and we welcome you when you do so.
All right, Alexander Brickers, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.